Institute nil, Dungannon Swifts nil. A disappointing performance by both sides. It was a scrappy affair. First chance came in after 16 minutes when Institute's Michael McCurran found himself one-on-one with the back central defender, but he lost control and the danger was cleared. After 40 minutes, Gareth Brown missed a sitter when Curry's cross from across went across the six-yard box, but Brown failed to make contact. Dungannon had a couple of chances near the end of the first half, but Martin Gallagher had no problem dealing with them. In the second half, both managers made three substitutes, and each Dungannon were playing some nice football, but no end product. On 62 minutes, their sub Lafferty should have put them in front when he headed straight into Martin Gallagher's hands from 6 yards. Dungannon had a penalty claim turned down in the last couple of minutes when Curry appeared to bring down sub Avellino, but the referee gave a goal kick, much to the disgust of Dungannon manager Rodney McCree and his backroom staff. All in all, a disappointing enough game. Institute, after 2-1, will be disappointed not to have picked up all 3 points, but really, they didn't really deserve it. Both sides, as I said, probably happy enough to settle for the draw in the end-up, which was a fair enough result. Dungannon played some very nice football, knocked it about, but then, again, as I said, no end product, while Institute struggled up front with just Michael McCrudden up there in his own and needing more support. So I'm sure Paddy McLaughlin will be looking at that and wanting to get an extra man up with McCrudden. But it's a good result for Institute in one respect. They're still unbeaten at the Brandywell, and it's finished here at the Brandywell. Institute 0, Dungannon Swifts 0.